Ever get that feeling, like something from your past just kind of sticks with you?
Yeah.
Like a moment or a struggle that you just, I don't know, just keeps replaying in your mind.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
Yeah.
so common,
It's
right?
a universal human experience, I think. Yeah.
And today, that's exactly what we're diving into.
Right.
Why do some things just linger?
Yeah.
To guide us through this, we're turning to a YouTube video.
Okay.
It's from the Control Matters channel, and it features Dr. Tim Carey.
All right.
The video is titled, "Do You Have Trouble Letting Go?"
Do you have trouble letting go?
Kitschy, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Carey, he brings a really interesting perspective to this.
Mm-hmm.
He's drawing on his years of clinical work, working with people.
I see.
And our goal today is to understand his core idea,
All right.
which is when we find it hard to let go of something, it's often because on some level, we actually have a reason to hold on.
A reason to hold on.
And that reason, well, it might just surprise us.
Okay, so we're going beyond just the surface level here.
Yeah, exactly. We're going deeper.
We're looking for the underlying motivations, perhaps even unconscious ones,
Right.
that might be driving this difficulty in letting go.
So Dr. Carey talks about this in his video, right?
Yeah.
He starts off by talking about his experience in his clinical work.
Okay.
And he's in this unique position, right? He gets to hear so many people's life stories.
Right. Yeah, being a therapist.
And he noticed this pattern,
Okay.
this recurring thing.
Yeah.
A lot of distress, he noticed, came from these past events that people felt they just couldn't shake off.
Yeah, that baggage that we carry around, right?
Yeah, the baggage.
Makes sense though when you think about it.
Yeah.
Our past experiences, they shape us.
They do.
They influence our present, the way we think, the way we feel.
Yeah.
So it's understandable that unresolved issues from the past can have a huge impact on our well-being.
Absolutely.
But here's what I find interesting, right? Like,
Yeah.
Dr. Carey, he doesn't just accept the statement, "I can't let go," at face value.
Okay, yeah.
He digs a little deeper.
Right.
He challenges that perception.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So instead of just accepting that someone can't let go, he started asking this very direct question,
Okay.
almost like he was challenging their own perception.
What did he ask?
So when someone would say they were stuck on something, he would ask, "Do you want to let go of that?"
Wow.
You know, it sounds simple,
Yeah.
right? Almost too simple,
You'd expect an immediate yes.
right? Given the distress they're expressing.
Totally.
But you know what? The answers he got, they were totally unexpected.
Really? What did people say?
He says almost without fail, when he asked that question,
Yeah.
people would say no, or not really, or something similar.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's like that simple question flips the whole script.
Yeah, I see that.
So instead of focusing on this perceived powerlessness, the can't let go, it shines a light on a potential reluctance,
Okay.
or at least a significant ambivalence towards letting go.
Yeah.
So it's not just about a faulty memory or lack of willpower.
Right, yeah.
There's this hidden motivation that we need to uncover.
A hidden motivation.
And that's a real game changer, you know, in how we approach these persistent issues.
Absolutely. And it's not just that they're giving this unexpected answer, it's how they're reacting.
Oh, tell me about it.
Dr. Carey says these people, they seem genuinely surprised by their own answer.
Yeah.
Like they hadn't actually considered if they truly wanted to let go.
They hadn't really sat with that question.
Yeah. And you know what? After that initial surprise, they would then start to articulate the reasons
Yeah, the why behind the no,
why they weren't ready.
the underlying motivations, the justifications,
Which brings us to the core of Dr. Carey's insight.
the aha moment, right?
Yeah, the aha.
There is usually a reason, a purpose for holding on, even if it's not immediately obvious
Yeah.
or doesn't seem entirely logical from the outside.
Okay.
Or even to the person themselves initially.
It's deeper.
Deeper, yeah.
He shares this story, this really powerful story about a woman who was constantly tormented by the image of her abuser.
Oh, wow.
When Dr. Carey asked her if she wanted to be rid of that image, she paused. And she said, "Not really."
Wow.
And her reasoning was so revealing.
Okay, yeah.
She felt that if she no longer carried that image, it would somehow equate to forgiving him.
I see.
And what he had done, in her eyes, was unforgivable.
Understandable.
So powerful, right?
It is. It really highlights the complexity of these situations
Oh, it does.
and that internal conflict.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, she's suffering, right?
Yeah.
These intrusive thoughts, they're causing her pain.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, holding on to that image serves a purpose for her. It's a constant reminder of the injustice.
Yeah.
It prevents her from feeling like she's letting the abuser off the hook.
Yeah, I get that. So it's this push and pull.
Absolutely.
Part of her wants relief, but another part is clinging to it for a reason that feels deeply important.
To her sense of justice, her self-respect.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an outdated security system, still blaring even after the threat is gone.
It's serving a function that may no longer be necessary.
Right. And this highlights Dr. Carey's point that these reasons for holding on, however irrational they might appear now, likely serve some important function at some point in the past. Perhaps holding on to anger, it felt like protection, or constantly replaying a mistake felt like a way to ensure it wouldn't happen again.
A way to learn from it, right?
Right, to learn from it. Makes sense.
It does.
We develop these coping mechanisms. They help us navigate tough situations. But then those same mechanisms, they become the very things that keep us stuck later on.
The things that hold us back.
Yeah, exactly. And Dr. Carey, he brings up another really important point.
Okay, what's that?
It's about the natural way we let go of most things.
Okay.
He asks us to consider how many events, both positive and negative, we actually experience throughout our lives.
Okay.
Like, think about it. How many little things have already faded from your memory
Right.
without any effort on your part?
Just gone, poof.
Yeah, gone. The vast majority of these experiences, they just recede into the background.
Yeah, they become part of that tapestry.
Yeah, the tapestry of our lives, right? Countless threads woven in, but most don't demand our constant attention.
That's a great analogy.
Right. Think about all those little frustrations from yesterday, those fleeting
It's
interactions.
just gone.
Gone. We don't have to actively try to forget. They just naturally fade.
Yeah, and he gives this really relatable aha moment.
Oh, I love a good aha moment.
He asks you to imagine bumping into an old friend, and they remind you of some past, like, goof up or embarrassing moment that felt huge at the time.
Yeah, like the end of the world.
But now, years later, it's just a distant memory, maybe even funny.
Oh, totally. I can think of some cringeworthy things I did as a teenager that used to keep me up at night.
Oh, yeah, we all have
And
those.
now I can laugh about them. It's
Right?
like they've lost their emotional charge. How
Completely.
does that even
I
happen?
don't know, right? It's counterintuitive.
It is.
It highlights our innate capacity to process and move on from things that once held such weight.
So when we find ourselves struggling to let go of something specific, Dr. Carey suggests it's a signal that this issue still matters to us on some level.
It's still relevant. It's still active in our minds.
It's like there's a reason we're holding on to it.
It's not just random. There's a purpose.
It's a really helpful reframe, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Instead of getting frustrated with yourself for not being able to just get over it,
Yeah, snap out of it.
you can see it as a clue
A
that
signpost.
there's something deeper going on.
Right. And instead of self-blame, it encourages curiosity.
Yeah.
What is it about the specific event or struggle
Yeah.
that still has this hold on me?
Right.
What need might be met by holding on to it?
That's such a good question.
It is. That self-inquiry can be so valuable.
And Dr. Carey, he ends on this really gentle and hopeful note.
Oh, I love a hopeful note.
He says, when we are truly ready to let go, the issue will slip away almost unnoticed.
It'll just dissolve.
It won't be this big dramatic effort.
No struggle.
It'll just fade into the background.
Like those other threads in the tapestry.
Yeah, just like that.
And that speaks to acceptance and resolution.
It does.
When the reason for holding on is addressed,
Yeah.
when we understand it, the grip loosens,
It does.
and eventually it dissolves.
So to sum it all up, Dr. Carey's core message is this. The difficulty we have in letting go often points to a reason for holding on.
A reason that might not be obvious,
Right, not obvious at all.
but it's there.
It's there, and it deserves our attention.
Our gentle curiosity, our exploration.
Exactly. By considering what purpose that holding on might serve, we can begin to address those deeper needs.
And potentially find release.
Such a powerful thought. So, what are you holding on to? What's that one thing that you're finding hard to let go of?
It's a question worth pondering, isn't it?
It is. Instead of pushing it away or beating yourself up for dwelling on it, try gently exploring what purpose it might be serving for you right now.
Yeah.
That question, it has the potential to unlock a lot.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has. Until next time.
See you then.